third group of NA from the Wii area.
Hi, everybody. My name is Rich. I'm an addict. I'm in the mud pit over here, which is good, I guess. So I'm letting the next speaker know you're in the mud pit. But anyhow, yeah, I was asked to share on the topic of what is our common welfare, which is our first tradition. So I'll try to do my best to try to cough up some information. I was hoping I would be second so I can piggyback off of what was said. But speaking first, I got to come up with what I know about our common welfare. I know it says in our first tradition that it should come first. So that means it must be pretty important for it to come first. So I have experience in it. I kind of know what it means, I think. So I'll tell you about that today here, and hopefully I'll shore you up on a little bit of information on the first tradition. When I was thinking about this, I asked myself, well, what is our common welfare? And our common welfare is recovery. And I could sit down right now after saying that, because that's what it is, right? But there's a lot more to recovery than meets the eye. As a newcomer, it'd be hard to explain that to somebody. Anything to do with our traditions would be hard to explain. But as a newcomer, when a newcomer walks in the doors of recovery, the door has to be open, because the addict seeking recovery has to come somewhere, so our door has to be open. And that is part of our responsibility as addicts, is to have a place for an addict to come to get recovery. Some more parts of our common welfare is how we conduct ourselves at meetings. Do we welcome the newcomer? I know in my home group, as soon as we see somebody we don't know come through the door, we don't barrage that person. Like, we all just don't get up and go towards that person like a flock, you know. But our home group has specific information that says whenever we see somebody who's new, we should go welcome that person. We don't have a specific person that does that. But I've noticed at my home group that whenever a newcomer does come, I'll see people scanning. Like, home group members will be looking, because if they see somebody else rushing up there, they'll know that that situation is taken care of. They don't need to go running up there too. So that's one way that we welcome a newcomer, and that fits in with the unity, which they mention in our first tradition, but it is our common welfare. Recovery is what they come for, so we have to, as individual members, we have to greet them with recovery. That's what we got to show them when they come in the doors of NA, that we need to do that, and we need to do that as a whole. That's what you're talking about in our first tradition, is the unity that most groups should probably be doing about the same thing that we're doing. That is the unity. It's like all those things tie together to make it an experience that isn't different from other, you know what I mean, even though some groups have different formats and stuff like that. Some have speaker meetings, some have discussion meetings, and all that is a format change. The recovery part of it doesn't change. When we open up a meeting and we have our readings, some groups have different, you know, they have a different order or something to the readings, but they're the same. Who's an addict? What is the NA program? How it works and stuff like that. So, I mean, we have a little bit of unity, and that's what it means, that each group kind of has about the same thing going on as other groups do. So the addict sees that at one group, he's probably going to see that at another group, or she may see that at another group, may see that at another group, and that is unity that they talk about in Narcotics Anonymous. And the unity also is that our primary purpose is to carry our message. So that fits in to the first tradition, that is what we do. That is what Narcotics Anonymous does. So how we deliver our message at the group level is welcoming to the newcomer. So that's what they talk about in the first tradition as far as the unity and what is it that we do. There's all kinds of spiritual principles involved when we're doing that kind of stuff. There's all kinds of, there's probably 40 or 50 spiritual principles that are involved in that. But the main thing we want to do is help the addict feel welcome at a recovery meeting of Narcotics Anonymous, not just our meeting as a home group member, not just our meeting. We want to tell them that you're probably going to get the same thing at another meeting. You're probably going to get the same thing at another meeting. Probably wherever you show up, you're probably going to get the same type of spiritual principles out of that meeting. So that is the unity of Narcotics Anonymous, is that we all share a common, you know what I mean? We all share a common thread in, but it goes a little bit further than just the newcomer, too, because the oldcomer, that's what I call them, the oldcomer, newcomer, oldcomer, the person who has been coming around for a while, comes and gets the same thing as he got as a newcomer. Right? The very same thing that he got when he came as a newcomer is the very same thing that he gets when he walked through a door for years. That is the unity of Narcotics Anonymous. It doesn't change. It's the same message gets thrown around time after time after time. And I always wondered, haven't you guys wondered, have you ever said to yourself, those damn readings, I hear the same ones every you know what I mean? That is part of our unity. It is our common welfare, is those readings. When they were written in a way that helps people feel welcome at meetings, and it gives them enough basic information to let them know what's going to go on in a Narcotics Anonymous meeting. So that is, in a nutshell, that is our common welfare. We're there for the oldcomer and the newcomer. I always like to say stuff about that ties in with our first tradition is, you know, what is our message? And, you know, I know what the book says about our message is of hope that any addict, but I always like to make sure that hope is involved in what we do at the group level, because if everybody is involved in hope, and which we are, I have not seen a group that's not been involved in hope. And that is one of the spiritual principles that we find within our traditions is hope. So when a newcomer shows up, they get blasted with enough information from our readings, they get welcomed, they're sitting down and they're not, maybe it's like this, it's not as bad, right? You know what I mean? They're probably still nervous. But the hope also helps the oldcomer too. Like every time an oldcomer comes to a meeting, they're hoping to get some help with another day clean. Exactly what a newcomer comes for. Help with a day clean, right? So that common thread that we find at any meeting that we go to ties in with our first tradition. And when our predecessors first wrote these traditions and stuff, our fellowship died like 4 times within a 5-year period because we weren't doing those kind of things. And mainly, we weren't doing our first tradition, which was unity and following with our common welfare. So we have to learn from that mistake that we did not want to mess with that type of stuff with our first tradition. We want to keep that one alive or our fellowship may die, right? Our history says that it has died 4 times, and I ain't going to point that tradition out specifically, but I'm thinking that one probably had a great deal to do with our fellowship not surviving and being killed, brought up. It probably had something to do with the tradition being violated, and I'm thinking one was probably at the forefront of it. So I'm just a firm believer myself in, I'm a tradition kind of guy anyhow myself, and being involved in public information, I learned pretty quick about what traditions are because they hammer it into you. If you start reading the handbooks on public information, you learn very quickly that you need to take care of a couple traditions, and if you're breaking them, you're hurting Narcotics Anonymous, right? So I'm just a firm believer in making sure that I'm shored up in tradition. And, but I think tradition, number one, is the, I ain't going to say that it's the most important one, but I'm going to say it's the most important one to me. It is to me. Because I just believe in it so much. I believe in the unity because I need to get what I get at my home group. Like, I need to show off somewhere else and get that, too. Because my home group's only once a week, right? Once a week ain't good enough for me. I don't know about you, but once a week is just not good enough for me. I would like to get that same thing every night that I show up somewhere. And my experience says that I do. Right, I hear those readings, the same thing that I do, that we hear at my home group, I hear at other groups, right? So our karma welfare, I think that's what that kind of means in a nutshell, is that we're about recovery, and we're about helping people get a day, whether, like I told you, whether it's a newcomer or an oldcomer or anything like that, and I like what it says about this should come first, before all else. Nothing else matters more than the very first thing. I'm sure you remember your first love. Maybe you're still thinking about your first love. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. But you see how significant, I mean, if you draw that kind of conclusion and you see how significant that was when you were a peepsqueak and didn't know anything about that, and the first exposure that you got to that was so significant that you would carry that the rest of your day. I mean, like, some people can write that shit down. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not one of those, right? I remember mine, and it's some valuable shit to me, right? It is valuable stuff. I learned a lot of stuff. It's the same principle here in Narcotics Anonymous. Our first impression when we come here will make or break a newcomer. Let's be honest. If you're not welcoming at a meeting and you show up at one and you need help, but you ain't getting too much help because maybe they're not following the NA way, and you're like, F this. Those people weren't too kind to me. They weren't friendly. I didn't feel welcome there. And I went to another meeting and I got the same thing. Then that's an addict loss, right? That addict's not coming back. So that's why I think it's significant that our karma welfare comes first beyond all other stuff. The first thing they need to see is the unity of narcotics. They need to see that we're all together and it's like your group isn't better than my group or your group isn't better than this group or this area is bigger than this area or you serve hot dogs and this one don't serve hot dogs. You know what I mean? That stuff is, a newcomer is fragile. They think of those kind of things. They look at the differences. We tell them not to, but they do see that stuff. They'll see a difference between one group and another group. And if it isn't in line, then who are we really helping? Other than being selfish and helping our own group or something, when we're not thinking about somebody who's not part of our group, who shows up and needs our group. But we don't want to help them. We're losing lives when we're not doing that kind of stuff. The unity keeps it all together. It's like a glue. It keeps everything the same. The message is the same. The message is the same. The message is the same. So when I recover, I don't have a bunch of messages to recover, right? I don't have a lot of paths to go. It's usually, this is the path. You follow that path. And it says it in our readings, you know, with a few of the spiritual principles, you know, with these we are well on our way. Just change that into the unity of Narcotics Anonymous. If the unity's all right, we're well on our way to recovery. We can get recovery because it's available and it's given in the fashion that Narcotics Anonymous was built by our predecessors. I believe that stuff, you know what I mean? I try to emulate what those guys were doing, because it worked for the first 35. I mean, why wouldn't it work for the next 1,035, right? So if they were treated well, I was treated well, John was treated well, shouldn't we allow somebody we don't know to be treated the same way that we were treated. So I think that has to do with the unity and our common welfare, that all that stuff comes before all else, before our group name, my name, the way of Narcotics Anonymous is what we should be involved in at the group level. So I don't know. I'm running out of things to say about it. I just think that it's really important. I'm glad that they asked me to come up here and share on it because it's so important that I would have came to this workshop had I not been speaking at this workshop because I just believe in the traditions part. Anything to do with traditions, I'll show up. So you just keep that in mind. If you ever have a tradition workshop or something, you'll probably see me at it. I go to them all the time. We're having one in October out in New Stanton. If you need to know a little bit about some traditions, tradition workshop, our home group sponsors one a year. We believe in them. Our fellowship will die if we don't do them. And I believe that's at the very heart. And the first tradition, like I told you, the very first stone of a building that's being built. It has to be the strongest one or the building collapses. That's my belief. So thank you for listening today. I appreciate it.